and we shall not stick to the directions that are imposed to us without examining alternatives that will better suit our destination. And any mediated knowledge leaves us with a phobic understanding of the world and no space for a more genuine imagination. And corruption gets more diffused near its epicenter and wherever there is an easy access to it. And the Vanity Fair will always hinder our proud society to bring what is really worth it up front. And one should really disregard to get any honors but to accomplish his spiritual undertaking. And to understand the world, we shall not go for anything fancy, but explore its most ordinary manifestations. And in our technical exploitations of nature, even the wildest of places will turn into a messed up backyard. And our nature will really adapt to what we program it to be, but might explode if we over-mistreat it. And we shall always be very considerate about any artificial application directly onto our very nature. And our compassion will have us bending on even the smallest one every time he calls for us. And it is really rare to encounter what has grown we love as the technical moderator interrupts such processes. And as the inner connections gets revealed to us, we can establish the core of our essence. And it may take its time to get into a process, as well as it may take its time to interrupt it. And as the majority might not add any questions to their existence, they should at least leave a minority to seek for it and communicate it. And in a technical age, we might underestimate the technical powers embodied within us. And while seeking for a natural flow, telecommunication should be the last medium we should make use of. And lacking a mission, we shall derive one from our own existence to at least keep our faculties alive. And we shall not be pedantic, generating the single individually, but by generating its multiple. And we shall not be pedantic, perfecting the single individually, but by generating its multiples. And one ought to experience the downsides of being inferior to become a great superior. And once a paradisiacal state is reached, humans will not hesitate to turn it into hell. And our rebellion arises when our destiny gets fixed into something we did not personally devise. And the spirit for change comes when the situation around us gets too captivated to handle. And when there is no longer an advantage, there's no longer a need to maintain a relationship merely out of habit. And a premature projection of our decadence can hinder all of our maturation process. And in a preserved natural state, whatever form will always be refreshing. and one needs to entertain ambitious plans in order to recharge a life that would be otherwise totally mellow. And in our solitary commitment, we may have a very low opinion of ourselves while increasing the public reputation. And it's better to keep on dreaming than have the means to realize something but not the intention. And are we to endure or escape a life that crystallizes with no prospects? And without a fuss, we shall fully appreciate our time together, as is not going to be forever. And we can find a million of rational reasons, yet at the very end we shall follow our heart. And it is at the peak of perfection that a system will start to deteriorate in its meaning. And the strongest of affections at last are all for the mother and the fatherland. And we shall be ready to sacrifice all of our comforts, but the ones we need to fulfill our spiritual mission. And it is the amount of light casted around us to more or less enchant our feelings. And once we choose to manifest our talent for the sake of conformism, we turn sour and become critical. And where and when we least expect to find, we may at last find a plenty. And in our saturation, we are no longer to base our trajectory based on our own intuition, but based on other people's trajectories. And at last, we may be better off where the flow takes us rather than where we greedily try to prevent it. And as we may individually content ourselves of the essential, we are drawn to the ephemeral by others. And to reassure our independence is yet another way to fortify a self that needs to stand of its own. And we may only mature by taking a step forward and facing the problems ahead of us. And as we inevitably expand, bigger become the issues and broader becomes the aspect we need to carefully attend. And all the artificial we introduce to assist our nature inevitably comes to deteriorate. And what is the point with ownership when all that is to be appreciated in the property is kept unharvested? And in a moment of uncertainty, we would only wish for Providence to come with the right answer. And if one is to put his love in his inner enterprise, the reflection to the outside can be equally radiant. And while our personal cult may benefit from some external constraints, too many may in the long run suffocate it. And we can only grow when there is a natural need to stand out from an overwhelming reality. And as riches grow, poverty starts flourishing right around it. And ignorance still wants us to utilize the modern medium to achieve results already established by the older medium. And once we are given the opportunity, we shall play fully without constraining our role for the sake of uncompromising it. And how are we to maintain our private enterprise if not by supporting it indirectly through our corporative work? And we shall leave anxieties aside in the optimism that our construction will slowly erect itself. And the indifference on a problem is ignorance on the side of those who do not wish to address it. And the manifestation of a defined status is always acting against the immediate surrounding. And nature is always most piercing when its noble side is let grown and preserved. And as we give all of our attention to one thing exclusively, there is no longer a willing for any other thing. And the flow of things will naturally provide us with the opportunity to second them.